Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So I'm going to have the pleasure of signing some books at the Red Balloon Bookshop in St. Paul, Thursday evening at 6:30, signing up my book, A Kid's Guide to Saving the Planet. It's Not Hopeless and We Aren't Helpless. And you know who's joining me, DJ? Ashley Shelby.
Oh, wow.
South Pole Station author extraordinaire. She's a teacher, Don Shelby's daughter.
Okay.
And she's going to be signing up some of her books there, too, talking about the changes in the Arctic and the Antarctic. And so I'm looking forward to that.
Thursday at 6:30.
Circle your calendar.
Okay, great. I'll be there.
If anybody does that, will you?
No.
No, you won't. I was going to say, really? You know who else has written some amazing books? Voyager Skies, Weather in the Wilderness, Minnesota Weather Almanac, and who served the state of Minnesota for 40 years as extension climatologist and meteorologist at the University of Minnesota, who just retired in 2018, Dr. Mark Seeley, a dear friend of mine, a mentor, and happy to have him back on the show. Hey, Mark.
Hi there, Paul. Isn't that sun, or what we had of it today, wonderful?
It makes a big difference. When it's chilly, having that sun out, there was a little bit of spring in my step today. Are you getting an earful, people complaining to you?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, big time. And I just had a program, education program, last night, in fact. And we are having a April that's 5 to 7 degrees colder than normal, but I reminded them of April of 2018.
Yep.
When we had 26 inches of snow locally and up to 40 inches elsewhere, and then we had, I think, average temperatures for the month that were 8 to 9 degrees colder than average.
Wow. Wow. So, look, your results may vary. The question that I'm getting, and I'm hoping you can shed some light on this, looking backwards, some historical analog, when we do have these chilly, what we call light switch springs, spring rarely on a dimmer switch. It's usually on or off, and it's been off for the past couple of weeks. Hopefully it'll be turned on at some point here in the next week or two. But is there any correlation between chilly springs, chilly Aprils, and chilly summers? Because I noticed that NOAA's models, 9 out of 10 of their longer-range summer weather models are predicting quite a bit hotter than average for Minnesota, for most of the USA, which has me scratching my head. But what do you think, and how are you answering that question, Mark?
Well, the studies I've seen on that, Paul, show that there isn't any statistical correlation. Now, that's not to say that we haven't had some rather striking examples. For example, what's being forecast in the outlook models? I know you've referred to that a number of times recently for a hot summer. And that follows the trend, certainly. That certainly follows the climate change trend we're seeing across the country. And we have had real, real remarkable examples of that, where we've had a cold, cold April followed by a hot, hot summer. In fact, I went back historically and found 6 years that were just like that. 2020, 2018, 1995, 1983, 1937, and 1936, where we had, on the extreme end of the temperature distribution, very, very cold Aprils followed by very, very hot summers.
Huh. It just seems counterintuitive, and yet anybody who's lived in Minnesota more than 10 minutes knows that things change in a hurry. And again, we have this La Nina, this cool phase of the Pacific, which was forecast to wind down by now, but it just keeps on going like the Energizer Bunny. It's forecast to continue into the summer. So are most La Nina summers, is there a trend towards hotter and drier for Minnesota?
Well, I looked at that, Paul, since 1950, and I looked at the 15 hottest summers since 1950, and what I found was seven of them were associated indeed with La Nina episodes. There were an additional six that were not associated with La Nina episodes, and there were a couple that were sort of tweeners in between. Mm-hmm. So if there is a historical correlation going back to 1950, it's a rather mild one.
Okay. And I'm just curious, too, because people, and I remind them, the planet is warming, but it's
right.
Lumpy. We're seeing the warming signal in the fall. I think most Minnesotans realize that falls are staying warmer longer. I remember when I got here in the early 80s, there would be ice on the lakes by Thanksgiving, people playing ice hockey. That rarely happens, at least in the metro, you know,
right.
Firm ice by the end of November. So falls are trending warmer, but springs are kind of iffy, you know, blowing hot and cold. And some climate scientists are talking about what's happening in the Arctic as a possible reason why Aprils are so fickle. The last 10 years, we're getting a little more snow deeper later into April. Does that hold water in your estimation?
Well, you know, this is a real difficult one because there was a flurry of about 10, 12 years ago, there was a flurry, a prolific number of research papers published that documented that the loss of Arctic sea ice and the change amplification, the polar amplification we talk about in the temperature signal, was going to affect the jet stream and disrupt it, and it was going to disrupt the polar vortex. And in those two areas, then, that would mean more frequent late-season excursions of cold air dipping down over the continental North America.
Right.
Now, we've come out in the last two or three years, there's been papers that have said, no, this is uncertain. We don't know for a fact that is indeed going to happen. The dynamics of the atmosphere is changing so much with climate change that we can't hang our hat on just those attributes, the polar jet stream and the polar vortex. There are other large dynamics of the atmosphere in play. And so I'd have to answer that question, Paul, by saying there's even more uncertainty in the research community now than there was 10 years ago.
Okay. We still don't know what we don't know, and yeah, a lot of complicated interactions, some natural variability, superimposing all of that, of course, is this gradual warming trend. I'm sure you know this because you are tied into the agricultural community. Farmers trust you, they have for four decades. The price of corn reached a 9-year high. Amid wider increases in commodity values, the price hit $8 a bushel, up from $6 a bushel earlier this year. In terms of spring planting, it seems like we're behind a little bit, but do farmers need to worry about this late start to planting?
Not yet. Emphatically not yet. But I suspect they will start to worry if we get into May and we haven't made much progress in terms of the acreage planted. The other thing, too, is with such high commodity prices, both corn and wheat, I might add. I think wheat was up around $12 a bushel or something like that.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of pressure to get in timely because for both of those crops, the long-term research shows that timely planting is essential to maximize your yields, and that's what everybody's aiming for. So I think when we do get breaks in this spring weather, Paul, and I know you and I have been keeping our fingers crossed, that they're going to go like crazy out on the Minnesota landscape. We're going to see acres and acres planted in a very short period of time.
Climatologist, meteorologist, and my friend, and, well, every Minnesotan's friend, Mark Seely, we sure appreciate your perspective. Thank you for talking us off the ledge. And wouldn't it be ironic if we go from complaining about a chilly April to complaining about the heat in about 45 to 60 days?
I would not be surprised by that.
Stranger things have happened. Mark, thank you for joining us today. Wishing you and your expanding clan the very best. Hug those grandbabies for me, okay?
Thanks. Always good to talk to you, Paul. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Dr. Mark Seely.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.